Christine Day back with us as we are going to take your phone calls now. An amazing story, The Pleiadian Promise, a guide to attaining group mind, claiming your sacred heritage and activating your destiny. They are here, they say, to help us. What do you think of that? We'll be back with her and your calls next on Coast to Coast AM. Welcome back. Christine Day with us. We're going to take your phone calls as we talk about her work with the Pleiadians. You have talked about the third dimension moving to a fourth and fifth dimension. Explain what that means, Christine.
Okay, so our third dimension is a space where we have an experience of fear and struggle. We're totally separated from our sacred nature, our natural sacred nature of being unlimited beings that can create, so that we're very much caught up in that human part of self-condemnation, of belief in lack, and that suffering, the need to suffer. And so that's third dimension. And so we're very much separated from our natural state of sacredness. Fourth dimension is where we start to have a direct experience that we're something more than that unlimited self of humanity, that we are actually have glimpses of moments of intuition, of suddenly knowing something that is taking place, or so we're connecting into that knowingness, into the heart, actually, because the ego mind is totally connected into that third dimension. The fourth dimension is where we start to understand or start to perceive ourselves a little differently than being limited, that we start to, as I said, move with our intuition, we have more clarity of suddenly knowing. And then fifth dimension is that self-love, where we're feeling interconnected to the God consciousness state of unconditional love, where we start to experience ourselves in our sacred nature and our interconnection with all things, that we're no longer alone and separate, but we're part of this God consciousness state. And then we go up to sixth, seventh dimension, which is more. But we start to utilize that connection, and we start to understand and have a direct experience of that sacred essence, being able to create, being able to understand that we're not limited, that we actually have that creation element within us and start to utilize it. So we don't ever stay in one state. You know, we're closed, yes, in a third dimensional state and have been for lifetimes, but you'll have experience of knowingness, then maybe you'll go back to being separated in that human part, and then you'll have moments of feeling love and interconnectedness with everything, and then you'll move back into third dimension. So you start off in third dimension, have fourth, fifth dimensional experiences, go back into that human part of separation, and then come back and swing into more unfolding of those sacred energies of fourth, fifth dimension. So that's how we're evolving, slowly spending more and more time in a fourth dimensional, fifth dimensional environment, and beginning to understand our sacredness.
The audio files in the book, tell me about these.
Well, they're very profound. They, of course, are channeled through, and they carry what the Pleiadians call initiation frequencies. They're frequencies of light that open doorways for you to reconnect to the direct experience of your own sacredness, so that they actually give you a key to a door to yourself, to the sacred part of yourself, that higher expanded self, so that during the experience, you definitely move out of a third dimensional experience, you come into a fourth or a fifth or maybe a sixth dimensional experience of your own sacred light, and that energy then anchors in the cells, and you don't ever go back to the place you were before you listened to the audio file. The audio files are multidimensional, which means, and people don't understand that word, so let's talk about it. It means that they're layered so that you always have a higher experience every time you listen to the audio file. There's an unlimited potential for each audio file. So every time you listen to it, you have another a more expanded experience of your own self, your own nature. And so you build on those experiences. So you can listen to the audio file again and again and again. And each time you do, you align to another level of your own sacred potential. And that potential is then stabilized within you so that you start to operate from that potential of your sacred nature. So the audio files are multidimensional, and they're incredible. They really allow you to reconnect and move through a doorway to another part of yourself.
Okay, let's go to the calls. John, truck driving in Los Angeles. Hi, John. Thanks for calling. Go ahead.
Hey, actually, I'm Illinois, but I was wanting to ask your guest. I would call myself an open-minded skeptic on a lot of these types of stories, and many of your other guests offer supporting witnesses or some type of tangible evidence to back up what they're talking about. Does this guest have anything she can offer in the way of revelations that the Pleiadians have made or some sort of tangible evidence, or is one just a read her book and take the whole thing on a leap of faith?
Good questions. Christine, it's all you.
Well, hi, John. It's good to hear from you. It's not a leap of faith, because what you'll find is there's direct experience in the material. So it's about, I have many people who come for an evening, spend an evening with me to have an experience. And it's not about just words, because we've had a lot of words over lifetimes of things. But this is about you having your own experience, your own direct experience of the Pleiadian light, and your own direct experience of feeling another part of yourself when you open to what the material and the audio files or the transmission. So no one's expecting you to just have a leap of faith. That's not what this is about anymore. This is about each person having a direct experience of themselves, their other form of themselves. And the Pleiadians provide that and are wanting to provide that for all of us now, so that it's not just on empty words, because we've had enough of those.
Okay, thank you, John. Appreciate you being part of the program. Christine, in all your life, and this has been happening for a long, long time, this visitation, are there any other visitors from other star clusters beyond the Pleiadians and the Pleiadians?
There are many community life force groups within the universe that are visiting now on the planet. They are part of a community group, a universal community group that are here for this transition. So it's not just the Pleiadians by themselves. They're working with the Sirians, the Octurians, the Lemurians, and many, many other life force groups that are evolved within the universe. Understand, planet Earth is the last planet in this universe that is operating from any third dimensional base. And so that is why they're here, to bring Earth back to a full operational connection, an interconnection with the universe.
Next up, we have V in New York City. Hello, V. Good morning.
Very excited to talk to you. I am longtime Coast listener, and hi, Christine. Very excited to talk to you as well. Yes, hi. What an interesting show. You know, talk about contrasts of focus. You know, the beginning of the show was all about what's going on in the world right now, and then Christine comes in with a whole different perspective. And Christine, I first came across your work when you, right after you published your first book, and I think I heard you on Dreamland. And I, like your previous caller, kind of kept an open mind, but always had that little bit of discernment or skepticism out there as an exercise in discernment. Anyway, the next day, or maybe 2 days later, I was in a bookstore, and your book literally fell off the shelf and landed right at my feet. So I decided, okay, I could take the hint, and I brought it home and tried it. and started working with it, and worked with it, you know, very consistently, probably two or three times. And just as you were also saying in your response to the previous caller, there is a difference in, there is a direct experience that's very subtle, but it's also very powerful. I think sometimes the link that people are looking for in kind of dealing with the contrasting sensibilities and consciousness between the first half of George's show today, for example, and your consciousness is accessing that eternal part of ourselves, so that even in the midst of all that's going on, we can walk with a little bit more confidence. And I would say that that's part of what your work has done for me personally. So I wanted to thank you for it, and wish you well. And I'm looking forward to working I've been working a little bit with your second book and your third book, and also the Galactic series. I know that it can sound very far out there, but it's my experience of working, with your work on a daily basis has really given me a great deal of strength in trying to deal with the contrasting consciousness.
Go on, V.
Yeah. Well, I just think that, you know, a lot of times the disconnect is that people don't, I feel that sometimes, you know, when we grow as individuals and when we expand and open our consciousness, we make different decisions in our day-to-day lives. And as a result of those day-to-day decisions, our external world looks different. And as that happens in the microcosm of our lives, I also believe it happens in the bigger picture as well, moving into our political systems and the decisions that politicians make, what they're going to do with North Korea or what they're going to do here and there. You know, it really is about that that evolving consciousness and how it connects to our day-to-day life. In a very practical way. I know it sounds impractical, but it feels very practical to me.
And that's all there is to do. You see, there is so much more going on than this third-dimensional drama on this earth plane, and each one of us can make an incredible difference just by choosing differently in the moment and choosing that reconnection through the heart space. That's what you're saying, V, and that is part of what is taking place and what our role is right now.
Christine, are they revealing this promise now, or have they done this in the past as well?
They have never done this in the past. The information in this book is has never been revealed because we were not ready for the revelations. And as I said, it's coming at the perfect time on the earth plane for those of us who are ready to move into this transition earlier than the majority of humanity, so that we can hold this energetic space to balance out, George, what's going on in the drama, the illusion of the drama on the planet. We make a difference. We can make a difference. That is why it's being released right now. It's in the perfect timing for us to be given back this information and this access, this re-access to ourselves.
Okay, let's go to more calls. We go to Terry in Modesto, California now. Hi, Terry, you're on with Christine Day. Go ahead.
Good morning. Thanks for speaking of an illness. There's lots of people with illnesses that no one believes. I know I received one myself years ago. Neurologist said in court it can't happen. But I'm proud of you writing about it and about this other, and definitely I'll try and read what your writing is. But thanks, and never quit about it.
Thanks,
okay,
Terry.
Very, very kind. Very kind indeed. You want to react at all to that, Christine?
Well, you know, Terry, it's what I'm getting through very clearly, and I just want to, there's a message coming through here from the Pleiadians to you, to say that, you know, you're at a moment, you're at a time now, as you work, if you do work with this book, where you'll be able to really let go and allow a rejuvenation through the cells of your body for your own self-healing, because this, it's our time to receive our own healing, and we, through the vastness of our sacredness and bringing that energy back into the cells of our body right now, we can go through a very strong rejuvenation process.
Next up, we go to Bill, truck driving in Ely, Nevada. Hello, Bill. Go ahead.
Yeah, hey, George. Hey, Christine. I hope to catch the show in Everett, George.
Oh, great. And definitely come up to me in the meet and greet if you do that.
Yeah, I'll try. Hey, the my question is this. Have you gotten any indication that the Earth itself exists in some sort of temporal intersection? Because ever since 1990, I've had this feeling that this, as you call it, this third-dimensional reality isn't unfolding the way it was supposed to prior to 1990. It's like it's changed. All our current events are not what they should be. I mean, from my perspective.
If you believe in the Gaia theory, the planet is indeed alive. But is there a change, Christine? Some kind of metamorphosis going on here?
There's a huge metamorphosis. There's a new energy. The actual energy of the Earth plane, the core of the Earth plane, is going through a metamorphic process. And there's a new magnetic essence that's opened up through the Earth plane, through the core of the Earth, creating a new pulses of frequency of light that is shifting the dimensional balance on the Earth. This is part of the upswing in the drama that's taking place. It's always meant to have become a very intense process during this change, so that the dimensional energy on the planet, the core magnetic core of the planet, is sending out new pulses that are really here to support the change in our interconnection with ourselves. But on top of that is this drama that's going on. It's almost like an energetic overlay that's taking place during this transition. And it was always meant to be this way, you know, and yet it's like the energy of our political arena with Donald Trump. He's creating this total change in the structure. He's playing a role. It's not good or bad. It's just creating the breakdown of all the systems that have been in place and now being broken down as part of the general shifting that's needed for old structures to leave and new, healthier structures to ultimately be built. Not saying Donald Trump will build those, but he's creating the breaking down of the structures.
And what's your website, Christine?
ChristineDayOnline.com.
That's simple enough. We've got a link for everybody at coasttocoastam.com. Name of a couple of her books, Pleiadian Principles for Living and the Pleiadian Promise, of course, which we're talking about right now. We're going to come back in just a moment on Coast to Coast AM and take your final phone calls with her, Christine Day, our special guest on Coast to Coast AM. So those of you on hold, just stay right there. Okay, welcome back. Christine Day with us. Christine, what did the Pleiadians think of us as a general population?
They don't look at us as we would think they would. They actually see us as courageous beings having this human experience, and they see us more in our sacred nature rather than our third dimensional imperfection. So, you know, for them, they see our unlimited potential, and they carry that vision of us because that is what we are in reality when you take away that third dimensional limitation. So remember, we're having an experience. We are having many of us are having that third dimensional, limited, perfectly imperfect human experience. And at the same time, we are these multidimensional beings, quite magnificent and unique. So that's what they see us in our fullness rather than our limitation of the way we see ourselves.
All right, back to the calls we go. Let's go to Jeff in Delray, California, first-time caller. Jeffrey, go ahead.
How are you doing, George? This is a fellow Detroit native.
Oh, super. Great. Thank you.
I know you've got a new adopted town, but You'll never forget the Buffalo Bills.
You never forget the Buffalo, the Tigers, the Lions. It's in our blood.
Baby, Trumbull Street. Listen, thank you, as always, as everyone who calls in. You know, people talk used to call it the super information highway. Well, I know for a fact from listening for the last forever, 14 years of you, that you are providing us the super information highway because you have guests on every night like this lady who is amazing to me. But I have a story. I have a friend who was a psychic, a very famous psychic named Peter Hurkos. He came from Belgium to Andre Puharik's ESP study.
I remember his name.
Absolutely. He was the guy who went on Johnny Carson and was able to hold envelopes from people in the audience and tell them the truth by holding it up and telling them, and Carson developed his Carnac act off of this. He was on Jack Parr. He was on a million shows. He was a celebrity psychic reader. I would go to his house, and Lucille Ball would be coming out. Catherine Bach, the band Poison. But the story is that when, as I got to know him, I taught his daughter, and it was a big deal, I guess, in this private school I worked at, to go meet this guy, Peter Hurkos. Well, I get an invite for dinner, and I'm thinking, this is just a student in my class. What's the gig? They're all going, oh, my God, you're going to Peter Hurkos. So I get there. I shake his hand. He says, you're not afraid of me. And he's a big, hulking man. He's been on the he's on the cover of Newsweek magazine sitting on Sharon Tate's couch after the Tate LaBianca killings. And he was involved in the Boston Strangler and tons of law enforcement things. But he starts to tell me about his life. And he worked for every president from Eisenhower forward. His daughter's godfather was Omar Bradley. And he wanted to meet the teacher who had made her less of a Galleria girl and more of a you watch Jeopardy and come in with extra credit, and suddenly she was a student. So somehow I got invited, and he showed me his home. He told me his story. It was so amazing. He's got a full half page of an obituary in the LA Times when he passed away. I was a pallbearer at the funeral. I got to know so many famous people and everyone around him, but one thing in particular that struck a chord with me with your guest tonight was the fact that at the funeral itself, people from every governmental agency came up and spoke about this man. The White House sent up someone to read something, the military, everybody. Wow. And then as this thing's going on, and we're all like, okay, what's next? A representative of the Palladian people spoke on his behalf and said, he is one of ours. And we are here today to pay our respects to his mission, is what the guy said. It stuck in my head.
What did he look like?
Peter Hurkos?
No, the Palladian.
Oh, it was such a long service of, oh my God, how many people from famous organizations can speak? And then finally, he just looked like your average Joe guy, but he had an aura or energy about him that made you just tune in to what he was saying. And he talked about that Peter Hurkos had a mission, he fulfilled it, and he is now with the Palladians. And everyone's looking around like, what's this all about? And subsequently, someone from the Orion Belt, in the constellations in the Orion's Belt, got up, and they said, too, that, no, he's one of us.
Oh, my gosh.
And what I want to ask, I want to thank your guest, first of all, for taking on her mission. Because in getting to know this guy, he was as straight shooter as you can. And on his deathbed, he asked me, you watch after my wife, you watch after my daughter. All of these things, which I fulfilled till they were on their feet from, you know, recovering. But he was a very interesting man, huge man, very famous. There's a statue of him in Belgium, in the Netherlands, for saving Princess whoever who became later the queen. He's the big deal. But it stuck in my mind. And every single thing I've heard tonight from your guests, and man, I must say, you must enjoy a wonderful journey into your subconscious and conscious to get us to reverse engineer this inability to move forward in the universe. And if you think about it, what you're saying is your conscious contact, we have to work with in ourselves, like reverse engineering, to get back to a place that you are in contact with people who, that is how they exist. And to me, I find it amazing, but I'm listening every night, and all of a sudden I hear her talking, and I'm going, I know this. I've heard this before somewhere. And it was this guy, and I just wonder what Christine's comment is. I mean,
all right.
He was an amazing man. I don't know if you know of him because you have contacts.
Did you hear of Peter Hurkos? I have.
You Christine. Know, I haven't heard of him, Jeffrey and George, but I can feel his energy. I have the ability to open up and feel the rightness of what you're saying. It's an absolute truth. He had that mission. He fulfilled that mission, and it takes, you know, it takes. It's a great gift to be part of this Pleiadian journey, and for humanity. You know, he sacrificed a lot in lots of ways to play out his role, and he fulfilled that completely. And yes, his energy is still very much with the Pleiadian group and being taken care of very strongly. But it is a great gift. It does take courage to walk the path of the mission. And what people don't understand is we all have our mission in all sorts of ways, one not more than another. But Jeffrey, it's so nice to hear that story and to feel the essence and the truth of that, and the gift that he brought to humanity, to world leaders, because there's more needed here, that more openness needed to really accept what the Pleiadians are bringing and what the space that they're holding for all of us here. And they hold it through different people on the Earth plane.
Great. Thank you, Jeff. Great story, too. The Pleiadians or some UFO group have shown up at nuke missile silos and have literally, Christine, shut them down. Could that have been the Pleiadians?
Absolutely. Absolutely. They are actively working in certain areas where the energies need to be closed off, that are impacting and interfering with some of the dimensional energetic processes that are interfering with the awakening as a whole energetically. So yes, they are working at closing certain things down at certain points.
Next up, we go to Joe in Helena, Montana. Hello, Joe, go ahead.
Christina, you're so lovely for being on the air with us tonight. I want to tell you a story.
Yes.
I first was visited by the Pleiadians after reading a book by the late Dr. Fred Bell called The Promise. And it's interesting, I was in Washington State at 1994, actually, when you were visited, and I'd like to hear you elaborate more about what happened to you on Mount Shasta, because after reading a book, and I was a total skeptic like you, I went to bed one night and had a dream, and I woke up from the dream, and there was a huge orange sphere hovering right outside my bedroom window. And I think I went into that fourth dimension at that moment.
You went
into the
fourth
away.
Dimension. Energetically, I can see you went well into the fifth and close to the sixth dimensional space.
Fear, honey. The fear we must get over, because, like you said, courage. Courage, because I asked. I looked up into the sky directly towards the Pleiadian constellation after I'd written this book, and I said, please, if you're real, just show me something. So show me something so I can believe. And after it was over and the fear and the terror was over, you know, seconds later, I was so thrilled. I was so excited. And I was suffering chronic pain for many years in my spine. And the healing came. It got better. It's not, but it got better.
Let go of the fear of Joe. Understand, fear locks in the spine. And so that's why many people have this back problems or neck problems, because that's where the fear locks in. And it's part of the greatest illusion here.
Yes, and it's so wonderful that after it happened, it's like home invasion. That's the first thing our third dimensional mind goes to. Oh, they're here. They're real. It's not a joke. You know, it's not a story. It's not a book. They're here. All you skeptics out there listening to me, all you have to do is ask, have courage, ask for this experience to happen to you. They're here. They are visiting our planet. And I don't think they're out to do us harm, George.
Well, they're not. You know what? They're just empowering us to rejoin the universal community. They have no interest in invading. They have no interest in taking over. They just want us to come back to our place, to our self-realization place within the universe.
I still think a lot of people would think they were godlike, Christine.
I understand that, George, because we are so limited in the perception of who we think we are. But the fact is, now is the time, as Joe just said, the Pleiadians will come and support those that call them forward. They can't come without that invitation because we have free will. But anyone out there who's really ready to align to a part of our heritage, it is part of our heritage, be part of the universal group and rejoin that communion space. And I do understand people are afraid.
All right, off to Hamza in Talent, Oregon. Welcome to the program, Hamza.
Oh, thank you so much, George and Christine. What an honor to be on your show.
You're very welcome.
I've been to Coast to Coast for so many years and called in so many times to a busy signal. And when Christine was talking to a previous caller, and she said, yeah, I have a message from the Pleiadians for you, I thought to myself, oh, I wonder if the Pleiadians have the message for me. I hit redial, and I got the ringtone for the first time. And then Tommy came on and talked to me. And, oh, my goodness, I'm just beside myself a little bit.
Well, it's good to hear from you.
It's my extreme honor, and I'm so grateful. I would love to know what the Pleiadians have.
Go ahead, dear. Hamza, go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry if that was cutting out or I was.
We only have a minute left, so go ahead.
If there is a message from the Pleiadians for me that you might.
Is there a message there for her?
I know we have short on time, so let me just bring it in. Beloved one, we greet you. There are many openings taking place for you at this time, and when you're being asked to let go and open through your heart to allow the changes that are coming, and they're saying there are many, many openings and changes coming into your life right now, and you're going to need to trust and take the steps as the doors open. Don't hesitate, because the...
Are you there? Gone again. Poof. I guess the Pleiadians didn't want her entire message to be revealed, to be sure. Wow. How about that? Anyway, I'll tell you a little bit of what's on our program tomorrow. We've got pharmacist Ben on the program talking about your health. And then we're going to talk about the alien agenda with the New Testament. I'm looking forward to that and so much more on Coast to Coast. And then Friday night, we're going to be talking about answers from the afterlife. And, of course, those Friday night into Saturday morning open lines. For Dan Galante, Tom Danheiser, Lisa Lyon, Lex Lonehood, Sean Latasseur, Stephanie Smith, Chris Boros, and George Knapp, I'm George Norrie, somewhere out there on Coast to Coast AM. We'll see you on our next edition. Until then, be safe, everyone.